Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Well.
Reedy's Mail.
The irreplaceable Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. Reedy, what was your party song of choice back in your heyday?
Well, I'm still reeling from the fact you said back in my day. I thought I was in my prime now. I thought I was in my pomp now.
Reedy, the moment you start playing in overage competitions, your heyday's behind you, mate.
Man, I'll tell you, my knee is killing me.
Hey, talk about injuries and things that are sore. James Roberts has had a wretched run with injury throughout his career. But now he's been told from the Rabbitohs that sayonara. Where's he going, Reedy?
It was a great segue, MG. Look, we spoke about this. I reckon we spoke about this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I mentioned that there was a squeeze on at South, and Jimmy was the one who was likely to make way. Now, obviously, they've now made that official. Look, I'd expect Jimmy Roberts to part ways with South as early as next week. I'm not sure they'll have a club at that point, but I think he's obviously played his last game there, and I expect that at some point next week that'll be formalised. Because November 1, the new year starts, the new contracting year starts, and I'm sure South would prefer that Jimmy's not in their salary cap next year. So I expect that they'll go their separate ways, and I'm not sure where Jimmy will land.
Give us the three most likely, Reedy. Give us the three teams most likely.
Well, MG, I don't even know if there's three teams that would take a risk on Jimmy because, you know, when you think, we all know Jimmy's had a really troubled past, and he's found life pretty difficult at times, and, you know, clearly South have said, look, they'll stand by him and support him. But, you know, clearly South would appear to have had a gut pull as well. So given as much, you know, you're taking a leap of faith to sign Jimmy right now. Now, every club will take a chance at the right price, but I'm not sure there'll be that many clubs keen on him, to be honest.
MG, name a club you think should, as Reedy says, if the price is right, take a chance on him.
Tigers. I think if you can get South to pay half his contract and then you sign him for 3 years on an incentive-based contract, you might get better out of him. You might get more out of him because we know he's got God-given talent. We just know that sometimes he's, you know, he just doesn't seem to be interested in the game that he's fantastic at.
He needs the right structure around him.
I think so. And yeah. I think someone like Madge McGuire could be perfect for him.
All right, very good.
I think the real worry is there, though, guys, that, you know, Wayne Bennett's been a guy who's always got the best out of him. And Wayne's now almost...
If he can't do it,
who can?
Yeah, good point, Reedy.
Good question. Reedy, grand final week is always full of stories. We've read lots about Liam Martin. We've obviously read plenty about Cam Smith. Moses Leota is an interesting character for this Panthers side. He's played every game this year. MG's been a big fan, thought he could be a bolter for an origin spot. You've spoken to him during the week?
Yeah. I didn't know much about Moses Leota. He's a great story. You know, he moved over here when he was 12 on his own. He came over here on a holiday. His cousin said to him, do you want to stay? He rang his mum and said, Mum, I'm not coming home. So he stayed here, went to school here, started playing rugby league here, got picked up by Penrith, and basically left school at 15. He didn't even finish year 10, Moses Leota. He was working as a British labourer and turning up at training covered in mud and now he's got his chance. Obviously, he's got a big deal. I think a couple of years ago, it went viral when he went back to New Zealand and with his first contract and bought his mum a car. And he's got two young kids now, and it's a great story about what, you know, rugby league can do for. We just spoke about Jimmy Roberts and how difficult Jimmy's had it. And, you know, Moses hasn't always been easy. He said when he was a kid, you know, his mum couldn't afford to even give him lunch for school. And now, you know, he's a chance to win the grand final. MG's spot on. I think he's a real bolter for that Origin team. I know Freddie's a fan.
I've been watching Moses for a long time. He's the same age as my oldest boy. He played for St Mary's when my oldest boy played for Brothers. And all throughout the last maybe 7 or 8 years of my kids' footy, from up to from about under 12 to about under 18s, I watched Moses, and he just grew and grew and grew. So much so that in the end, he looked like a man playing against kids. And now he's kind of got that one or two errors out of his game that he was known for. And he is just making such an impact off the bench that he's got a fast play the ball. And he's quick. He's really quick to get from one place to another, which is rare for a front row forward. So, yeah, well done. Nice story.
Good. Mm. I hadn't done much with him, geez. A nice, quietly spoken young fella, actually. Great kid.
Now, we talk, he might be a chance for that at a spot in Freddie's Origin side, but the majority of the team or the squad already together in quarantine, Reedy?
Yeah, they are, and there's some interesting rules around when they actually come out of quarantine, particularly for the Queensland team. Now, the Queensland guys, so basically they're in an Origin bubble now, but if once they come out of that Origin bubble at the end of the series, if they're in Queensland and want to stay in Queensland, they've got to go back into quarantine for 2 weeks. So, for example, Wayne Bennett is at the end of this series going to have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. He wants to stay in Brisbane and spend Christmas with his family. So, it just never ends.
Will he be allowed to get to his favourite Italian restaurant?
Grappa, when he gets back down here, he will. Yeah, of course.
Right, yeah.
He's probably got one up there too, hasn't he, Wayne?
Oh, you'd have one every state. He's got one in every state. He's, yeah, Italian.
You know, I went in there a few weeks ago. They love Wayne Bennett in that place.
He loves the scallopini. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love scallopini?
Hey, Reedy, we can't let you go without getting a tip for Sunday's big game. Who do you like? Clive Churchill medalist in a margin, please.
Well, I'm going to go for the Cinderella story. I'm going to go with Melbourne by about 8 points and Cam Smith to get the Clive Churchill.
And everybody has just thrown up in their mouths that is the Cinderella story.
I've just written 3,000 words on the bloke. I've got to back him.
You've got to. Yeah, you've got to back yourself, son. I like it.
Brent
Reid, it's amazing the amount of people I've spoken to have all tipped Melbourne. It makes me think there's an ambush coming.
Makes me think you're not speaking to many people in Western Sydney, mate.
Yeah, exactly. And when I mean an ambush, I mean Penrith will ambush Melbourne. I get.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think
there's
a lot of people.
A lot of people tipping Melbourne. And money's coming in from there at $1.70 or something.
You're right.
I'm wary if I'm a Storm fan.
Mm. Brent Reid from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. Enjoy your grand final weekend, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.